This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A stolen truck containing a box marked radioactive caused a multi-hour shutdown on I-70 for several hours last night. Law enforcement tried to arrest a suspect in a Walmart parking lot, but they rammed the patrol cars and fled onto the interstate. The suspect then crashed on a runaway truck ramp, and when law enforcement approached the truck, they found a box marked radioactive material. That forced the state patrol to close the highway down while the box was investigated. It contained a tool with radioactive properties that could only be handled by the company that owns it. Two health insurers who signaled that they were ready to leave Colorado's individual market in several counties now say they're staying. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The move comes after lawmakers passed a bill during a special session that provides $100 million to help reduce rising premium costs in the individual market. Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem's HMO Colorado filed notices with the state's insurance division in August saying they would pull plans from the individual market. That came after the Republican majority in Congress declined in the federal budget bill to extend tax credits that help Coloradans afford to buy plans on the individual market. The state's insurance commissioner says if Congress doesn't extend the credits, residents' premiums will skyrocket next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Scattered storms and showers are likely across the Front Range through this evening. A flood watch remains in effect for Grand Junction and parts of the Western Slope through midnight. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.